though the lunch at Redwall had only been a light summer salad and some blackberry scones, Friar Bellows found himself weary and perspiring. He left the abbey kitchens and went to sit out by the pond, where it was cool. The fat mouse took off his cap and apron and mopped his brow with a dock leaf. Thrug came over, shaking out his shrimp net.
Avast there, old Bellows! No scones to bake for tea time?
Friar sat down rather heavily, shaking his head.
Oh, scones! I'll get to 'em later. Very good, very good. Do you know, Thrug, I feel terribly dizzy today.
Thrug sat down beside him.
We expect it's wet working round those hot ovens, matey.
No, I never lit the ovens today. It's cold out here.
The jovial otter looked at him quizzically.
Cold? It's the middle of summer, me arty. I don't know as how you can say it's cold when you're all a sweat.
Bellows lay back and wiped his whiskers.
You're right. I'm sweating, but I feel cold. Those scones. Must get the ovens lit. Mrs. Spinney'll help me with the mixing. Very good. Very good.
Brother Hollyberry was shaking a blanket from the infirmary window to freshen it when Thrug called up to him.
Ahoy there, brother! Friar Bellows ain't looking too chipper. Do you want me to tote him up to sick bay so as you can give the poor mouse a look over?
Hollyberry folded the blanket neatly.
Bring him up, Thrug. There's a good fellow.
When Thrug had gone, Hollyberry turned to a very downcast young hedgehog sitting on the edge of one of the beds.
Now close your eyes and open your mouth, young Brinkle. Be brave. This physic will make you feel better and stop all that shivering and sweating. You'll be right as rain by tea time. Believe me, young fella.
Tud Spinney found his old friend Burly Mole seated with his back to a barrel of October ale down in the wine cellars. He shook his stick disapprovingly.
You've been oversampling of our October ale again, Burly.
The mole's normally bright eyes lacked lustre. He waved a hefty digging claw at his hedgehog companion.
Go away, Tud. I feels awful and dreadful. Nor a drop of the next October ale had passed my lips today.
Tud heaved Burly up onto his paws.
Come on, old mate. Mayhap you're sickening for summat. Let's get you up to the infirmary.
By evening, the infirmary was full. Abbess Vale and Hollyberry were discussing using one of the upper galleries of the abbey as a sick bay, when Baby Dumble began his interminable tugging upon her habit.
Mother Vale, there's a funny old man with a cloud stuck on his face at the main gate. Wants to see you, Mother.
The abbess pried Dumble free from her gown.
Yes, yes, Dumble, now go and play like a good little dormouse. I'll be down as soon as I can.
However, there was no need for the abbess to go to the main gate. Mrs. Faith Spinney had opened to the stranger, and she brought him to the upper gallery.
Vale, my dear, this is Fergal Woodvola Hermit. Would you believe he met Samkin in a ruler today? I think he wants to speak with you.
Abbess Vale took Fergal's paw.
So good of you to come with news of our young ones, Mr. Fergal. You must be tired and hungry coming such a long way. Come with me and I'll see you're fed and rested. Mrs. Spinney, would you take over here with Brother Hollyberry while I see to our visitor?
Seated in the privacy of the abbess's room, Fergal took elderberry wine and plum cake with relish. When he had satisfied his hunger, he turned to the abbess with a look of concern upon his face.
You look like a sensible lady, abbess. I've got something serious to say to you, so listen carefully.
Vale's paws plucked nervously at her sleeve.
Is it Samkin or a ruler? Oh, please, Mr. Fergal, tell me that they're all right.
The hermit refilled his beaker with the dark red wine.
Oh, they're fine, madam, just fine. It's the stoat I've come to tell you about. One of the two that were here at Redwall. This very day, at some time before noon, he dropped dead. I've gone over all the possibilities on the way to your abbey. I'm certain now. By the look of that creature, he died from dry ditch fever.
The abbess's paws knotted into the hem of her sleeve, and her eyes were wide with fright as she breathed the terrible name.
Dry ditch fever? Are you sure, Mr. Fergal?
The woodland recluse nodded his head sadly.
I wish I weren't, abbess, but it's dry ditch fever, all right.